I apologize for the inconvenient time. I know the Chevra prefers either having Shir at the beginning of Seder and the Seder. But hopefully life will get back to normal b'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. All right, so b'siyata d'shmaya, today what I'd like to do is something, maybe build Shir in more, actually since Rav Miller Shlit is not giving Shir Klali, so maybe we'll give Shir today a little bit more Shir Klali style. Shir Klali style in the following sense. The way Shir Klali works in the yeshivish yeshivas is usually a Shir Klali will be a bunch of questions, problems, and then to see, in this case, two different yesodos of two beautiful yesodos and lamdos to answer the question. So that's how we're going to build the Shir today. What we'll do is we'll see the Gemara, the Mishnah on Samachem and Beis, with the Gemara and Samach Vav and Aleph, and point out that Tosas, by us, as well as another place in Shas, raises the problem of Dover Shalom Bo'ol Olam. So ostensibly, our Shir is going to be about Dover Shalom Bo'ol Olam by Get, and Dover Shalom Bo'ol Olam in general by other Kinyanim. And what we're going to do is see how Tosos raised the problems, and then we will raise another problem that Tosos did not raise, which a lot of ink has been spilled on it, and see where this B'siyata D'shmaya takes us. So the Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Samachem Abayz, Rishayna hayu oimrim hayoitze b'kola va'omer kisugel ishte hare'ilu yichtuvu v'yitnu. So the Mishnah on the top, that the Chevra also, I was proud of the Chevra that doesn't want to skip, that wants to go in every line. So some of the Chevra got stuck in the previous Gemara. So the Mishnah, halfway through Samachem Abayz, tells us that in general, and this is going to be important for today's Shir, in general, when it comes to appointing a Shliach, you're doing two things when you appoint a Shliach. We spoke about this by the Gemara of Nafta, that there's two things. One is Kisvu, and the other is Tnu. So the Mishnah had said, Ha'omer Kisvu, Getu Tnu Le'ishti, so then in such a case, then the Gerushin, then that's a proper Shlichus for Gerushin. Over here, this fellow is under tremendous duress. The Mishnah on Tanach Vav and Aleph is going to talk about someone else who's under duress that's in a pit. Moreno of Shechter Shlita, I was able to start to get halfway through the Shir, spoke about this last week in Shir Klali, and that was someone who was thrown in Rav Shechter's words, by the Romans into a pit. Over here, this person, I guess, by the Romans again, is being taken out to be killed. And here, he's under duress, and he doesn't say tnu. He just says, v'amar kisvu get l'ishti. So generally, you have to say, kisvu utnu. So nevertheless, hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Nevertheless, you would assume he meant tnu. And that's where Moreno Rav Miller spoke about, then this, we make reference to din of shchimira in general. Here we have that when it comes to someone who's under duress, he doesn't need to spell everything out. Rashi says on the last line, Yichtavu v'yitnu, da'agav pachte torid v'lo parish. He's under tremendous duress. He's being taken out to be killed. So therefore, if he glossed over the world to tnu, that's not a big deal. Now the Gemara tells us a story about someone who was in this position. Says the Gemara, three lines at the bottom, G'nevi yotze b'kala havik, gavik hanofik, Omar, havu arba me'ezuzi, l'rebi avina, mecharma dinar panya. He said, I have wine in a certain place, and go give it to Rabbi Avina. Now, what did he say? He said, give it. Amar Rabbi Zeira, daughter Rabbi Avana Lesilte, Rabbi Avera should pack himself up food, va'azel gabed Rav Huna, Rabbi, because if he wants to get it, even though there was no kinyan, Rav Huna already set the stage that from this sugya, he'd be able to get that money. That's not important for us right now. When it comes to someone who's under duress, so similar to the concept of shchimira, that it's going to be enough, even though there wasn't a kinyan over here, similar to get, that when it comes to get, you don't need to say tnu. Okay. Now, tesis on the top of Samach Vavim and Aleph says, wait a second, I understand when it comes to adding words in. So we already heard, know from the idea of Shchimera. However, one explains how Shchimera works. That's what Reb Miller spoke about. However you explain Shchimera works, so then that's going to be able to be Mashlim as words. But wait a second. What about the fact that over here there's a problem, not in his Tzivui, there's a problem of Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam. Frek the Hele Getesis Vin Toimar. Ki Amar Nami Dmei Chamra Havi Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam. He has wine. What's he telling them? He's telling them, give that value that you will get if you sold the wine, give it to Rabbi Avina. Give it to Rabbi Avina. But that money doesn't exist. It's just the wine. Kedarmim Aperikol Eimer. In Erechin, Gabi Dmei Shar Zeh Olai Oila. If a person says the Dmei of this Shar is for an Ola, Umukilo Ba'omer the Kishayo Vo Damav Yikdashu. Uparich Vain Eindam Makdish Tavish Shalob Ola Olam. So this is a sugya. It comes up. The Rishon bring it up often in Gittin. We're going to see that the Nosei Kalim mention that it comes or Tosas and Tosas in Yevamos on Unbeis Amabeis points out that it's a big sugya in Yevamos on Tzadi Gimel Amabeis, and the Mordechi is also going to make reference to that Yevamos Tzadi Gimel Beis. So if you want to look up, that's a big machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether a person could be makne davar shelo ba'olam or makdish davar shelo ba'olam. So Tosas, for some reason, the Achronim discuss, we don't have time to discuss, chooses the example of makdish davar shelo ba'olam, this particular case in Erechin, and that we see when it comes to Erechin, there the halacha is that you can't be makdish d'mei sharzeh alai ola, because right now the damim don't exist. So that's being makdish davar shelo ba'olam. If you want to be makdish to behema, fine. If you want to sell the shor and then take the money and be makdish it, matel v'manoim. But the money doesn't exist. To create a kinyan, it needs to be on something that's davar shelo ba'olam. So Mirtza Hashem, at the end of Shir, if we have time, if you permit me, we'll do Tosas's terutzim. The Mordechi gives a simple mahalim. The Mordechi says there are many sugyas. If you take a look, we can see the Mordechi inside. It's very, very, it's one line. The Mardachi says, by us, in Tuf, Tes Vav, the Mardachi says, towards the end, he gives Taisus his two Terutzim, which we will do, Bezras Hashem, and then he says, Umiu Balavachi, Tuf Tes Vav, the first piece, right before the two dots, Umiu Balavachi Asashapa, Dorav Abba Islay, Beisha Rabba, Ada Makna Dava Shalom Balolam. Rabbi Abba Paskin says you can be Machna Davar Shalom Olam, which is Taka Chiddush, because that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Adam Machna Davar Shalom Bola Olam, however, not like the Rabbanan. So says the Mardachi, that's the best answer. Taiz is going to give fancy answers. You don't need a fancy answer. We're going great to Machna Davar Shalom Olam. So now, we have one Taisis and one place in Shas that says that this Sugya only makes sense according to Machna Davar Shalom Olam. There is a similar issue that comes up in the Balei Taisis in Yevamos on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara, Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Taisis, the Gemara begins on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Hare Amru, Amar Echa Lilavlar. Someone says to a Seifer, Ksoiv Get La Arusasi, write a get to my Arusa. Likishech Nesena, Agarshena. I, on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph in Yevamos, a person says, write a get to my Arusa, and that I will divorce her after I do Nisuin. So this guy's really messed up, but that's not the subject of the Gemara. Hareze a get, mipnei shebi yado legarsha. It's considered a get because he can divorce already as an Arusa. Right? What's our Erisin mean? Don't get confused. The Israelis here shouldn't get confused. Erisin in modern Hebrew means engagement. But Erisin, of course, in halachic terms, is when he says, Hareyat Mekudeshesli. So, he's already married to her. Continues the Gemara, Tapanun Beis Amabeis, Uliisha Ba'alma, it's printed backwards, Uliisha Ba'alma, Ein Get, Mipnei She'ein B'yodai L'garsha. But when it comes to a general woman, it's not a get, because he can't divorce her now. He can't divorce her now. The Gemara then goes on, asks about Yevama. We'll leave Yevama now because all we need is Isha Ba'alma. Says Taisvis, Dibar Masul Isha, Vafilu Kasa, Venira Lari, we don't even need the first three lines. Venira Li, Dahainu Dafgul Amanda Omar, Eina de Makna, Dabashal Bala Olam. Avalamanda Omar, Makna, having get to be yado legarsha kmo b'shichur. Says Taisus, this Gemara says that you can't do it only according to Man Damar holds that you can't be machna davar shelo b'lom. But if you hold that the reason is that you could be machna davar shelo b'lom, ain't a chanami. He's not married to her yet. He's going to get married to her. That's a davar shelo b'lom. But you could write a get. So Taisus again, and Taisus says according to Man Damar, it won't work like this. So we have the Mordechi that says that our sugya is talui and davar shelo b'lom, and we have that sugya that also says that's talui. What we're going to try to do today is find problems in how this davar shelo b'lom works, and memela be magdir two things, like Taisus wants to do to be magdir on samach vav, to be magdir how davar shelo b'lom. What are the boundaries of davar shelo b'lom, like Taisus is going to say, and what are the boundaries of davar shelo b'lom in regards to other kinyanim as well. Now, before we do that, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out that this Taisus is a strange Taisus, or the Rambam is strange. Somebody is strange. Because the Rambam, this is a separate photocopy, I apologize, in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, if you want, there's over here. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav has what Taisus says, but when he has what Taisus says, he says it, he has Taisus halacha, but he says it differently than Taisus. Now, you could say, in a chanami, the Rambam and Taisus learn differently. But the Rambam is strange. And this is going to be Sarich Iyun number one in our sugya. The Rambam in Perek Yom HaLacha says, Amar l'sayfer, k'sayv get l'plainis, v'ye imi l'kishe seno, agar shenu bo, v'nichta v'nissa v'girsha bo, eino get. Mipnei shelo haisa mimena kishenichtav get ze v'nimtza shenichta, excuse me, shelo haisa baskerishin mimena kishenichtav get ze v'nimtza shenichtav shelo l'shem gerishin. So the Rambam says this idea that's a chisaron in l'shma. He doesn't say it's a problem of davar shelo b'lom, which we would have expected the Rambam say. The Rambam says that he's not married to her, so then it's not fully lishma. So why did the Rambam switch from the svara of Tosas? Is there a machlokas here? What if there is, what's a good machlokas? Or I'll give you a hint. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal suggested, and Moreno of Shechter Shlita quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi, I have it photocopied for you in the back of the booklet. He asks at the end of the day that it should not, he suggests, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that really there is no machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas, and they're really driving at the same point, and that's going to be quite exciting. Tzarech Iyun number two is that, if you remember, in the original Madura Kama of the Maror Makomos I gave you a lot of achronim. I gave you a Ktzais, a Machne Ephraim, along with the Nesivis, who all deal with a very basic question that Tzarech Iyun number two that emerges from our sugya. Our sugya says that you need to have kisvu utnu, but if you're talking about someone who's under duress, then we fill in the words tnu. But of course you need kisvu utnu. You need a shliach for kisvu, and you need a shliach for tnu. Frekt al achroinim. But wait a second. Isn't kisvu utnu a problem of davar shelo b'lom? How? Because when you're saying tnu, you're saying tnu on a get that hasn't been written. So kisvu, you tell him to do, but you can't tell him tnu, because the get is a davar shelo b'lom. This kasha befuddled all the achronim dealt with this kasha. In other words, our sugya, which talks about davar shelo b'lom and Tosas doesn't raise an even more basic question. Who cares about filling in the words of tnu or not? What about the problem that tnu itself is on a get that's shelo b'lom? And there are many, many different approaches on that front. Ksai has his approach, Machne Ephraim has his approach. B'siyata d'shmaya, today what we're going to do is do the Nesivis' approach to this kasha. So do tzarach iyuns. Number one is what's going on in the Rambam. We saw first, again, to review everything, We saw two major issues, Davar Shlomo La'olam. One issue that's talui, one is that the Mardukhi says that our sugya of Gneva is talui and Davar Shlomo La'olam, and the Gemara in Yevamos, Tosis in Yevamos also says that it's going to be talui and Davar Shlomo La'olam when it comes to the case in Yevamos, on Mbeiz Amabeiz, where there you had the fellow that wrote a get when he's not even married. So Tosis said also that's Davar Shlomo La'olam. And interesting was, Tarachim number was that the Rambam says it's a chisaron l'shma. What does the Rambam mean? That's Aleph. And Beis is, how come in our sugyo there isn't even a more fundamental problem of Davar Shlomo La'olam when it comes to every kisvu mutar? Okay. So you see, it's a little more sheer klali style that we're starting with the kashas as opposed to diyukim in the Rishon. That this Rishon learned like this, this Rishon learned like that. This is more of a klaliistic topic. Rav Tversky Shita says every sugya has its own dynamic. So okay. So these are going to be our two problems b'siyat d'shmaya we'll deal with. Eventually, we'll get back into pshat and tosas. So the Nesivos points out that there is an answer, and some develop this. The Machne Ephraim develops this, that there is a interesting shita of Tesis in Nazir on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Tesis in Nazir Yud Beis Amid Aleph is bothered by another problem in Dibra Maskel Mai Taima. Now, Rabosai, if you don't understand everything we're about to say in the Sugya Nazir, that's going to be fine, because I'm just giving you a little bit more meat to an idea, but the skeleton, which will take you to the place that you want in Gittin, is going to be fine. And then the Nesivos will summarize it very well. How could you ever make a shliach for Hafrashas Chala? Isn't that also a Davar Shlomo La'olam? If you have a case in where you make a shliach to be mafrish your chala, and your chala is not yet chayiv, when is there chiyuv of hafrashas chala? By gilgul isa, when water is added to the flour. So if you give somebody flour and say be mafrish chala, in such a case it should be a problem of davar shlomo La'olam. So Taisus leaves, has one day, and Rabbeinu Tam says, Zeinu Chanani, Shrek. You wouldn't be able to. Another day of Tosis is Tosis says, and this gets back into the words that we saw in Yevamos, Tosis says, since it's biyodcha to be able to be megalgal the Isa, so then in such a case, then it's not considered davar shlomo La'olam. If it's biyodcha to do it, it's not considered davar shlomo La'olam. I'll come back to you. I know it's a clarification. By the way, I'm not going to say any more about this. The Machne Ephraim actually uses this idea to answer the Kasha by Kisvu Utsnu as well. He says Biyado might be enough to answer Kasha, but I'm not working with the Machne Ephraim at all today. Tesis Dibar Maskel Mai Taima, the bottom on Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Rav Yoni, yes, what did you want?
Sure.
Yeah, so Tosis is bothered every when it comes to every shlichus of Hafrasha Schala, then there it's not Bala Olam. The Chiyuv is not there. Because in order to be Chayiv, you need to do Gilgul Isa. That was Tosis's kasha. So the answer that Tosis says is maybe Biyado is going to be enough.
Okay. Biyado meaning the person who is saying, not the
shlichus. Exactly.
The person who's...
It's considered a davar shlomo La'olam because the mishaleach he could do it right now. Exactly. Very good, Ramir. Very good. That's enough from the Tosas. Just giving you another maramakom. This is a very, very important Tosas in Shas about davar shlomo La'olam. Okay? And biyado. And the Machne Ephraim builds on biyado as being the trump card over here. But the Nesivos doesn't like using this. Because Nesivos asks, the Nesivos is a beautiful, concise Nesivos in Reish Mem Gimel Vav, and I want to be Masbir, the Siyata Lishmaya, the Omek of what the Nesivos is saying. That Nesivos says that Teretz doesn't stand up in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at three lines from the bottom on page Reish Mem Gimel Vav in the Nesivos, there's one page in Siva says Taf Lamed Hey. This is going to be This is going to be Taflamid Hey. The page before, three lines from the bottom on the second column, it says, V'acholkin svir le kedas ha-poskim. D'lo avi kedav ha-shev ha-lo, mitoch shiach ha-lo, shkim du biyadu mamish. U'mishum ha-chi, ha-cha nami, mehani ha-shlichus. Oh, it says in the Sivis, according to those who say that biyado is enough, mehani ha-shlichus, shiyasu la-adam, sheyisku b'shtar, kimon shahaya b'din, biyadon lichtov v'litein. According to those shitas, once it's biyadon, then it's going to be enough. Then the halach is it's going to be enough. However, the Nesidus points out, it doesn't stand up in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look on page Yud Aleph, on the previous page, afilu amar kisvu zechulo b'shtar, even if a person writes kisvu uzachu bari b'shtar, yochol lachzor. That's the next part. He's able to be chozer. Why? The poskim say because it's a dover shalobo la'olam. In other words, the fact that he's able to be kisvu tenu is not enough. And so, therefore, when it comes to all shtaros in hilchos shtaros and choshem mishpat, kisvu mizaku is a davar shlobo lolam, it's not a binding kinyan. That's what the Ksai spells out towards the beginning of this piece. Imkain says, excuse me, I said the Ksai, I meant the Nesivis. Imkain says the Nesivis, if that's so, so then we get stuck with this fundamental problem by get. No, all the Rishonim weren't afraid to address the issue of davar shlobo lolam when it comes to our sugya, but no one asked the question. And in Shulchan Aruch we paskin kisvu mizaku yochol lachzor. What's yochol lachzor mean? That shows it's not binding. Why? Because davar shalom by laila. So says the Nesivis, if you hold like that shita that says that when it comes to challah you're able to be mafrish because it's considered davar shabalom, fine. But how are you going to reconcile when it comes to these shitos? And then when it comes to get, how is get going to work? Questions, clarifications? Yes,
to clarify, I mean,
sure.
The Nesivis is pointing out that if you don't hold on what the Tosfos in Nazir holds, that it's biyado, so then you're...
It's a machlokes there in Nazir, correct.
So then, once you do all that, we're fine.
Exactly. Okay, fine. Exactly. Exactly. Once you hold that way, then it's going to be fine. Then, but you're going to get stuck in Shulchan Aruch. Then why is it by Kisvu Zeku? Why is that considered Davar Shalobo Lolam? Okay, so it could be even in Shulchan Aruch, we might not have a teretz to all kashas. But comes along and says, we need to solve Gittin right now. I'm not into solving Kol Torah Kula before you solve the daf that's in front of us. Maybe afterwards, then we could talk about Kol Torah Kula. Okay. Comes along Nesivis. Nesivis says a beautiful, fascinating yisid. Nesivis says, and this Rabosai, this put in your pocket, in your folder from Maseches Gittin, because you're going to be able to use this left and right. Comes along the Nesivis, and Nesivis says, Kafta Referach. He says that when it comes to get, there, the Baal is not making the Shliach a Shliach for two particular mices called Kisvu and Tnu. What he's doing is as follows. Humitam, I'm picking up four lines into the Nesivis and Taflam and Vav. Dasan shluchan lios kebal. Deshlucho shall adam kemoso, vinase kebal mamish. Ligarish isha, ki ilu hi ishtai. He's making himself, the shliach, he's cloning himself in the shliach, and the only issue is whether the isha is ba'ola. Right? Va isha hi ba'ola. Vamevin yavin yavamis. The Isha is not Ba'olam. But for this guy, the Isha is Ba'olam. Oh! So if he make himself in the Shlichos on a Dover Sheba'olam is to make himself into him, so then in such a case, then everything is Ba'olam. All he's doing is making him him. The fact that the get doesn't exist is not a problem. Because what he's saying is, become me, and that is Ba'olam. The Isha is Ba'olam, and the husband's Ba'olam. That's going to be enough. V'chein b'kisvu tnu al matana. He says the same thing. And then he's miyashiv how kisvu zaku is different. Okay? And that'll be the Yishuv and Shulchan Aruch as well. V'amei v'yam. Let's see what goes on. But I want to focus on Gittin now, Rabosai. That's what we're learning. My Rebbe once complained about a fantastic Talmud Chacham of Rashi who said that when he learns Gittin, he says Shir on Nazir. When he learns Nazir, he says Shir on Gittin. So that was one of the things that my Rebbe was into, is that first to start with the daf that we're learning. So it goes like this. When it comes to get over here, the way in which it's working is it's shlucho shel adam kemoso, and he becomes the baal, and that's enough to make it. That's not a davar shelo bolo. Rabosai, the nesivus requires explanation. Nesivus requires explanation. Why is it that that's how get works? L'chura, there are two separate commandments. There's kisvu, and there's tnu. Why is the nesivus right? The nesivus is yisod. Nesivus is yisod. Is nice. It's beautiful. But why do we look at it that way? We could just as well say that what the Baal is doing is he's saying he's making him a shliach to do ksiva, and he's making him a shliach to do nesina. I want to understand the omek of what's happening by gerushin that allows the nesivus's that it makes the nesivus idea muchrach. Okay. Yes, Yonah.
Also, why can't we see the same thing that Pashas Kalah? That once Shlucho Shalom Kumoso, so I have the right myself to be Malchus Shalom, so my Shlech also does.
Right, but the Chala, the Isa doesn't exist. There's a minu shlichus, but you the minu here. The minu shlichus is to be me as a baal, and to be megarish. And hogufa, I want to explain. That's exactly what I want to explain. Why is it that when it comes to challah, you'll just say when it comes to every shlichus, you're just becoming him, and memela, then memela, anything that's not baal olam is not a problem now. Yeah, but I'll kaduk. I want to be masbir the omek. That's one way of presenting.
Skin, yeah, the only one where it has to be meaning it has to come from him to her. There's like a certain set standard that has to be him doing it, giving it to her. So here, the shlichus, it's not as long as he's writing it, that is the whole. That's how you do get it. Like mafresh chala, it's not like he has to be the one to. I guess it's the same thing. He has to be the one to. She has to be the one to mafresh.
Right, the person. Right, you're actually on the right direction, but we need to be mechaded a lot more. We need to sharpen this, the siyat d'shmai a lot more. So here we come to Soloveitchik's answer on Sarach Yun number one. What's the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos by Dover Shalom Bola Olam when it comes to this isha that you're not married to? That's a davar shelo bala olam. And the Rambam didn't say that. What did the Rambam mean? It's not lishma. So Soloveitchik said beautifully. He said, the Rambam means the same thing as Tosas. When the Rambam says it's not written lishma, he means davar shelo bala olam. And when Tosas says davar shelo bala olam, he means that it can't be written lishma. What's the nature of the chiyuv of lishma by get? Is the chiyuv of lishma by get the same thing? Is lishma by get the idea that the baal has to put on the paper something that's l'shem get? Like you have to write a sefer Torah, l'shem sefer Torah? Or lishma by get means something else? Lishma by get means that the Baal has to really be initiating a maisa gerushin. Lishma by get doesn't mean that you need to create a chalos in the piece of paper, like you need to create a chalos in a piece of paper by Sefer Torah, but rather lishma by get means that the Baal has to be initiating the gerushin. And therefore, when it comes to get, we're going to see many, many nafkaminas when it comes to get, the idea of Lishma is not the problem that the sofer didn't write it in the name of the husband and the woman. What's the problem? Why do you need the Baal to tell the sofer? The sofer sees that they've gone to secular court and that they want to get divorced. The sofer wants to help them. He says there, he sees they're getting divorced, and he writes it l'shem Ruvein ben Shimon, and he writes it l'shma. It doesn't work. It's not considered l'shma. Why is it not considered l'shma? If it's sefer Torah l'shma, would be fine. There's a sofer that sees that someone's gonna need a sefer Torah. By the way, this is a big problem. If the sofrim wait for people to ask them to write a sefer Torah, so then there's a tremendous backlog. So the sofer has to already start beforehand. So he doesn't need to know who's commissioning him, who's making lishma. As long as sofer does lishma, then that's going to be fine. But it comes to gerushin, gerushin is not that way. And maybe gerushin is not like the idea of lishma when it comes to sefer Torah. When it comes to sefer Torah, you need to be writing these words, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. When it comes to lishma by get, it's not that the sofer needs to write it, l'shem kedusha saget. There's no l'shem kedusha saget. He doesn't need to go to the mikveh beforehand. It's not. But what is lishma? Lishma means that the Baal need to initiated gerushin with the Isha. He needs to begin the process of gerushin the Isha. What the Rambam means is that it's a davar shelo bo la'olam. You can't initiate gerushin before you're married. That's the davar shelo bo la'olam. And when Tosis says davar shelo bo la'olam, Tosis means, even though Tosis doesn't use these words at all, Rav Soloveitchik said, it means that's a chisaron in lishma. Okay? That's the omek. Here, if you take a look, Rav Shechter has this in the beginning of Simen Chav Dalet. With this yisod of lishma by get, Rav Soloveitchik explained many, many, many different things. For example, the Gemara tells us that if you can't write the get on something that's mechuber, it has to be on something that's talush. The Gemara says on daf yutes or so. If it's written on mechuber, it's not kosher. Even if you write it lishma. So what's that problem? What's the problem? The problem is that the ksiva has to be a chelek of the nesina. The Gemara says it needs to be v'kasa v'nasan. So the ksiva has to be in a manner that's connected to the gerushin itself. Just like we have a halacha that lishma needs to be, that the baal needs to be mitzaveh because he's starting the gerushin, so too the ksiva can't be separated from the nesina, because ksiva is a chelek of the nesina itself. Ksiva is a chelek of the nesina. It becomes part of the process of the nesina. This will explain many, many, many other things. Take a look. Rav Shechter does a fantastic job in recording many, many nafkaminas from Rav Soloveitchik on it. I don't need to discuss all of them, but that's the idea. That what is ksiva? The ksiva, the din of ksiva is the initiation. By the way, I want to share one more thing that Rosenzweig Shlita told us when we were learning Gittin. He said that explains that there are Shitos who say that already when it comes to Ksiva, once the Baal has written the get, it's also for him to be with his wife. The halacha of the peros, the woman no longer can eat the peros from the point of Ksiva. Based on Rav Soloveitchik's Yisod, Rav Soloveitchik didn't bring these rights, but based on Rav Soloveitchik's Yisod, we see that the ksiva is the initiation of the get. So now, Rabosai, you could be menaseach this in different ways, but maybe this nosach, which might be mechudesh, maybe this is correct, maybe it's not, if I throw it out to my dear Talmidim, maybe you could say like this. What happens when the husband says kisvu utnu? Is the husband saying, do a maisa ksiva? Do a maisa nesina? Is that what happens when it comes to gerushin? No! The whole yisod that we saw is that a maisa ksiva is not it. The idea is that he wants, when he's saying kisvu tnu, he's saying be megarish my wife, and this is a l'shem gittin. It has to come from the tziwi abal. The baal has to be mitzaveh gerishin. If he only says kisvu and he doesn't say tnu, so then it's a chisaron in his tziwi of gerishin. The tnu is not, the missing of the tnu is not because there is a chisaron in a maisa nesina. The chisaron in tnu is that it's not a tzivu of gerishin. A tzivu of gerishin has kisvu tnu. It has two parts. V'kosav al sever kisvu nasam biyada. He has to say that he's interested in both. And mamela, if we know in our mishnah, if we know he means both, of course it's going to work. Oh, in kainim advarim, that's the oimik of what the nesivus is saying. The only thing is, by the way, let me just finish off. Yishmak. If that's so, so then what the Nesivus is saying is like this. Nesivus is saying when it comes to Gerishin, the whole idea is not that the Tziwi is on a Maisik Siva and a Maisin Asina. But rather, when it comes to Gerishin, the way in which it is the Baal is initiating the Gerishin process, and if the woman is not married to him, so then in such a case it's a problem of Dover Shalom Bola Olam. And the fact that the piece of paper doesn't exist, of course that's goof of the whole thing. The husband is saying to someone when he himself is someone who could do the gerishin, the husband can, he could say to someone else, I want you to do the whole gerishin. So there's no problem of davar shelo bola olam in such an instance. The only time you have a problem of davar shelo bola olam is exactly when Tosis brought it up, when he's not a bear gerishin yet. Then it's a problem of Dover Shalom Ba'alaylam. But what's that problem of Dover Shalom Ba'alaylam? The Chetz of Ger is that Dover Shalom Ba'alaylam? No! It's that the Baal himself is not a Bar Gerishin. That's the problem of Dover Shalom Ba'alaylam. Now, I'm definitely using the Nesivus. The Nesivus inspired me. It could be that our Mahalach is Chetzi of the Nesivus, not the whole Nesivus. Because the Nesivus then goes on and says the same would apply when it comes to other Shtaros. Yesh lachgar, whether other shtaros are going to work the same way or not. Maybe yes, maybe no.
He says
the imbar matana. So Rav Soloveitchik said the unique halachos in regards to get. Maybe it doesn't mean that it's against the nesivus, but that's the omic of what the nesivus is saying. Now, by the way, Rav Osai, this is a great way to leave you off for chazara. The question is whether everything I said today fits that in the sugya of nefata and tefata. Because over there we spoke about we spoke about kisvu tnu over there. So I you leave me a message of whether you think that it works. So this is the Gishmaka you sold me Rabboseinu and Sivis Lanias Daiti. This is the best Mahalach, the Ktsais. I give you the Ktsais, in Madura Kama, the Mar Makos, the Ktsos's territory that I find a little difficult. And the Machne Ephraim uses the idea of biyado, but as Nesivus points out, if you're going to go with biyado, so then you're going to get stuck in other places in Shas. If you look at the footnotes of the Nesivus, everybody weighed in on this. Reb Shimon weighs in on this. There's already a Karen Oira on this. There's a lot of Gedolei Achronim. If you take a look in Reb Dimitrovsky's Nesivus, a lot of exciting Maariv Makomos. But our Mesaira, I went over to Reshefta today. I got a nice smile from him. I told him last night I was working on it, and then I remembered Rosh Hechter had something about Ksiva from the Rav, about Ksiva, and so I told him that last night the whole shiur changed when I looked at the Eretz HaTzvi. I decided that I don't need the other Achronim, and the Omek of the Nesivus is this idea that we heard from our Beim. I heard this from Reb Braunschweigel as well, but much more Harchava that Moreno Rav Shechter has in this piece, and that I think really captures. I'm not sure Nesivus agrees with it, because I think the Nusach would be a little bit different than the way the Nesivus says it, but definitely it helps us in general understanding why the Nesivus is saying it. And according to our Masora, that's how it works. It's very, very beautiful, very beautiful pshat. Questions, Ha'aris, Rabosai?
Could I just tell
yes.
How our answer to
Tzarchi number two. Remind me is which one?
Tzarchi number two is how kisvu tnu would be on something.
Right, again. So now, the answer to the question is like this. The our tzarachin was that at the end of the day, if a man says to a shliach, kisvu utnu, the get is not ba'olam, so on the tzivui of tnu, there is no, it's a davar shel ba'olam, so you can't make a shliach, as we saw in the other places in Shas. So if you learn like the Mardechi, okay, but that's not that, we don't pass in davar shel ba'olam. Ah, so what's the answer? So the answer is that when it comes to tnu, tnu is not a separate tzivui of a maisa of gerushin. The kisvu utnu is the pshat that the husband is saying, do a full maisa gerushin for me. He needs to be a man of the guy as a full maisa gerushin. So therefore, the tnu is not do a maisa nesina. He's saying, become me, like the nesiva says, become me to do a maisa gerushin. That's what he's saying. And therefore, the ksiva has to be as a bar gerish, the tzivui has to be as a bar gerishin, and the ksiva, Rav Soloveitchik also pointed out, have to be gerishin. And by the way, that explains, Rav Shechter has this, it explains that why you need two edim on the get, even on ksivas haget. The reason why you need two edim ksivas haget is because the ksiva becomes part of the davar sheba erva of get. You take a look over here. He says that's the din of the Chasima Sa'edim, if you take a look at the second page from Rav Shechter. That's on page, what's it on the top? It's page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay. Ad Kan Chetzi Arishon. Yes.
Did we speak about the Shaito when they need a Shviach by Ksiva
Sa'edim? We touched on a Machlokes Rishonim and Daf Chaf Beis. Whether that is shlichus or whether that's lishma, and 100%, that's a rajba. That we then, earlier we spoke about, that the rajba holds that ksivas haget is not a din in the maisa, but rather is just a din in lishma.
Right.
So this nesivis, but this nesivis is talking about the nesina, so he's not necessarily talking about the ksiva. It could be he would.
Not being man of words, that's a little bit.
Well, Rav Shechter wasn't addressing the shlichus problem. He was addressing the relationship between the ksiva and the nesina. Of if you're saying it's all one thing, maybe misvari yesh ladam. Maybe you could split the hairs. Okay, Rabosei, you have koach for something else. Beautiful. Okay, Tesis, and coming back, topic number two. Is Taisus then said, had a question, but wait a second, Dmei Chamra. Now we're going to talk about Davar Shel Ba'olam in general. Because Taisus says that when it comes to Dmei Chamra, Taisus says, isn't that a Davar Shel Ba'olam? Let's spell that out. And in what way is a Davar Shel Ba'olam? That when you say, when not you, because you should all be well, it shouldn't be Yotze B'Kolar, but when Gneva goes out B'Kolar, so when he says, give him that, I have that wine over there in my wine press. Sell it and give him that money. Give Ravina that money. Isn't that davar shel ba'olam? Answers Taisus two tables. V'yesh leimar mahas mishum da amar likish yevo aval amar dmei shor ze alai ola. The problem in erechin is that when you bring this animal and you sell it, then it should be that's a davar shel ba'olam. But if he says dmei shor ze alai. The value of the shor, mashmasim lo chashes et davar shel ba'olam. That's not going to be considered davar shel ba'olam. By the way, you could be masbir tosos. Yitzchak Zaki mentioned to me that the ktsais, not this ktsais that I put on your marimakom, it's another ktsais. I have to look up the marimakom. Quotes an alshich that says the way in which you decide whether something is davar shel ba'olam is whether it exists, whether the item exists. If the item exists, then it's a davar ba'olam. So you could be masbir that fits in what Tosa is saying over there. Tosa is saying, the dmei shor ze alai ola, so the shor already exists. So then dmei shor is going to work. In contrast, likishi yavayu, the money doesn't exist. Ela havikimo dekel lipeirosav. So Tosa says, the way to explain why this is a davar shabola olam, both Geneva's case, and the case in Erechin, is the concept of deka l'peirosav. Now, Rabosa, everybody needs to know these basic terms. This is basic shas. Anybody see that? Here we go. Basic shas terms. Very important. That's, I find some, I remember the first few times I found confusing. These two words mean something legally entirely different. Dekel l'peirosav and peiros l'dekel mean entirely different thing. If I make a kinyan, this is halacha l'maisa, if I sell you the fruits that are on the that are going to come from the tree, I am selling you the tree. Let me say it this way. I'm going to sell you the tree. It's peiros, the peiros of the tree. I'm selling you the tree for its peiros. That's the hearsay. The tree for its peiros. Then that is a davar shabal la'olam. Because I'm selling the tree, the fruit, I'm selling the rights of the fruits in the tree. Peiros ledekel, I'm selling the fruits of the tree, the fruits don't exist, then that's considered a davar shalo b'olam. Okay?
Here's
what
that
would
say, the fruits that are going to come out of the tree?
That's right. Right. But those are, that's, those don't exist yet. So that's what Tyson means. Back to Tyson's words. The lo chash is zed davar shalo b'olam, ava kmo dekel l'peirosav, deboi l'meimer yikadesh hashar l'damav. Okay, we'll leave Erechin on the side for a moment. V'hachinami, this is a critical line. Ki amar d'mei chamra, boi l'meimar sheyehei hayayin kanui loy l'damav. When he says d'mei chamra, he's saying that the yayin is kanui loy l'damav. He's being makne the yayin for its damim, like dekel l'peirosav. He's being makne the yayin. That's Tosis' first teretz. Inami, or else, says Tosis, kan hayadmei yayin shikvar nimkar. There was already dmei yayin. V'yayin shelo nimkar. V'hachi kamar, dmei chamra shikvar nimkar lo kamar. V'gam chamra ha'ome limkar lo kamar. No, all it means to say is the wine that had already been sold. There was wine that hadn't been sold, wine that had been sold. So the second answer is a very, very technical answer. Doesn't buy into Dekel l'peirosav, that this is not Dekel l'peirosav. This is going to be different. And that is, he wants to emphasize the wine that's already been sold. Ein echanami, it's telling that you're going to be makna the wine for the money is not going to work.
I think because the money is stopping. I mean, it's not clear enough what exactly that means. They're saying, by money, by peros, it makes sense to tackle the peros of. But by wine, by chamer, it doesn't make sense to say the money from the wine, because what does that mean? That's the problem that the Gemara deals with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why
right, Tosis
doesn't like it.
Yefe mod. What's these two terutzim? So here, what's behind these roots, and Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests something fascinating. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the omek of these, the second teretz doesn't want to learn like the first teretz because there's a basic problem with Dekel l'peirosav. This basic problem was alluded to by the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam in Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Tes. In Perich of Gimel Halacha Tes, the Rambam discusses another example of Dekel l'peirosav. The Rambam talks about you sell a dove coat for the doves. A shovach is a dove coat, which means that's the area where the birds hang out. And a person says the Rambam, Perich of Gimel Halacha Tes, Hamocher peiros shovech uperos kiveres l'chavero. If you sell him, you say, I have a dove coat, and the next year, all of the doves that are born there are going to be yours. Or I have a honeycomb, and all of the honey that's going to appear on that honeycomb is going to be yours. Kana, says Rambam. The ain's a mocher davar shlo balolam. The Rambam is bothered. I it's davar shlo balolam. Lufisha ain't a mocher yivon sheivod advashi yavol. The kiveres el a mocher hashovech leperosav. Vakiveres ledavsha. So here is the Rambam that spells out the idea of dekel leperosav. He says this is dekel leperosav. But the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, Rabosai, by the obvious question. Frank the Kesef Mishnah. But that's not what he said. What does the Gemara say in Bava Basra? It says whether you say Dekel Peirosav or Peirosav Ledekel. If you say Peirosav Ledekel, it's a Dabar Shalabal Olam. What was his Lashon over here? It was Peirosav Shalvach Peiros Kiveres. So if that would be so, then the same should apply to Peirosav Ledekel. It shouldn't only be Dekel Peirosav. That's what the Kesef Mishnah asks on the right side of the Rambam. Aval Tzarech Lefarish. Kavanasa shechilek be mocher peres elon lemocher peres shavach shamocher peres shavach havelek mocher elon leperosav. That's considered dekel leperosav. What's the difference between the two? Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Absolutely sure. Even 400 times. Right. And the Rambam writes that if you sell, you say, "I'm selling you the doves that are going to appear in my dove coat." And the Rambam says it works because it's like Dekel LePeirosav. If that's so, so then even Peirosav LeDekel should work as well. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger likes the Kesef Mishnah's second teretz. If you take a look, I have it underlined over there. V'odiyei Shlomer. So Kesef Mishnah has a nice chap. The Kiva the Shovach v'Chiveres L'Gavi Peirosayin Tfeilin Hein. The Stamma Ein Hashem Kol Kach. How much is a honeycomb worth? Honeycomb's not worth very much. How much is a dove coat worth? All a dove coat is a shelf where a person spends a lot of time trying to attract birds to come to that shelf where there's food. Ein shavu kol kach. Ve'ep v'pi shein shelf v'kiveres murum. Mikol mokom havelei kemocher shovech v'kiveres l'peiros ayin. Avol peiros sada shetfeilim heim l'gabi yasada lo havei kemocher sada l'peiros sada. If a person is selling the peiros of the shovach, what he's really doing is he's selling the rights to the shovach. What he's really doing is selling the rights to the honeycomb. Because the honeycomb is nigrar, is dragged after the honey. The shovach is dragged after. So in a chanami, when you're saying shovach leperosav, what you mean is you're selling the... You're saying when you're saying peirosav shal shovach, what you're really doing is saying, I'm selling you the shovach, the rights to the shovach for this entire time, which is like dekel leperosav. But, says the Kesef Mishnah, nice svara, but when it comes to a tree, the tree is always the ikar. And so therefore, in such a case, if you don't say dekel leperosav, you can't reread it to be peirosav ledekel. That's the Kesef Mishnah's
usually. Can you argue that an apple tree's whole purpose is
I'll tell you why not. Apple tree's purpose is for apples, but most of the time these sales are done for a year, for two, and so on. If what happens if he sells it la'olam va'ed, then yesh ladan. Then yesh ladan. But generally, dekel leperosav was a peirosav ledekel is this year's harvest, next year's harvest. So therefore, ein echanami yesh lachgar. I think on your point, you die.
So why can you say the same thing about the beehive?
Oh, the beehive and the honeycomb. We say that it's nachashuv. The honey,
because it produces honey, just like the tree is special because it
produces honey. Oh, not true though, because when it comes to in of itself, it's not a great value. The dove coat itself, all the dove coat is a couple of shelves where the owner works hard to try to attract birds so that they'll mate over there. Honeycomb, all it is a slab where you try to attract bees. That's going, but a tree. Has and even certainly in a sada, but even a tree has value. But like Yitzchak's pointing out, the Kesef Mishnah actually emphasized the sada part. That the sada, he's certainly not interested in selling. But even the tree, especially when generally they would only sell the tree, for the peros for a harvest or two. A tree could give fruits for a long, long, long time. Wait, what's that? There's the giving tree, right? There's a very, very important work by somebody about someone who plants a tree. There's Mamore Chazal also speak about this idea of planting a tree for generations. So it's not just the tree is not just for the fruits for this particular time. And Peros Ledeka is generally for a year. But Eina Chanami, if he would be La'olam Void, then maybe the halacha would be a little different. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva says Gishmak. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes of the two Teirutz and the Taisis. What did Taisis want to say? Taisis want to say that Chamra L'dmei is Chamra L'dmei is considered like Dmei Chamra. Right? He didn't say, Ravina did not say what Taisis had said, he said. Excuse me, Gneva did not say what Taisis claimed. He said literally, but Taisis is still going to be right, according to Taisis. And that is, he just said, what was his exact lashon? He just said, Havu arba me'azuzi, mi'chamra din harpanya. He didn't say chamra le, right? So it's a lashon of l'peirosav. It is the lashon like peiros hashovach, like the Rambam's case. And now the chakira is, how do you look at the relationship between the wine and its value? Everybody will agree, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that the Rambam is correct, that the shovach is the tafel. Everybody is going to agree that when it comes to the tree, that the peiros are the tafel. But what happens when it's 50-50, when it's exactly it? The wine is worth the $400 that you could sell it for. So Taisis claims that could also be considered Dekala Peirosa. That's the first day of Tosis. And the second day of Tosis doesn't give that answer because he holds it's closer to the case of Peirosa L'Dekal. That's going to be the machlokis between the two days of Tosis. So along the way, we also learned some very, very important klalim of Dovr Shlo Bola Olam in being Masbir, what the Nekudas HaMachlokis is in Taisis.
Why would we, what's the tzad both ways?
Oh, so what's the tzad both ways? So, on the one hand, when it comes to Peiros of Ledekel, Peiros of Ledekel can't mean Dekel of Peirosa because the tree is so chashuv.
Right.
So if the tree is so chashuv, so then you're not selling the Dekel of Peirosa unless you spell it out. But over here, the wine is no more chashuv than its value. So that would be a reason to say that yes, you're saying you're selling the wine as hayayin ledmosav, the wine for its value, because the wine is its value. Or do you say no? When do we say that peiros of ledekel is fine? Is in a case of where the peiros are worth more, but in a case of where it's 50-50, so then in such a case, the only way it's going to work, the peiros are going to be dragged, are not considered tafel to the ikur, is when the peiros are worth less than the ikur. But when the moment in which it's equal to the ikur, so then in such a case, it doesn't become dekel peiros. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger was a smart man. It's a very nice shot. And also, Stam, I didn't know these ideas, so I thought it was Geshmak just to spell out these ideas as far as peiros of the dekel peiros when I saw this Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Yeah?
I mean, wine technically goes up in value, meaning it's more valuable than money, because usually as it gets older, it gets more
fine, but when it's 4 years old, it's $400, and when it's 5 years old, it's $500. So, but at any moment, it's its value.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying for the investment in the future.
Meaning it has more value because it can...
Yafet. So then if my Hesber was right, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger saying it's 50-50. So you have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Lashon. Does he say exactly like me? Maybe he doesn't say it like me. He does say it like me. Avol b'demei chamra, in Dibar Maschel Nikol Makom, page Chaf Kimel, it's the second to last page in your booklet, he says, Avol peres dekel, da peres tven la dekel amjim, Avol b'demei chamra, first one line is l'ikar, so he's assuming it's 50-50. So you're asking, but at the end of the day, maybe now the potential investment value is worth more. But you could say that that becomes the value itself. It's a chakira. I'm probably going to, unfortunately, I have to go through my parents' house. I don't have to go entirely through, because Baruch Hashem, my mother should live there many years in happiness. But one of the things... I'm actually excited to look for. My father told me my baseball cards are somewhere, but I never saw. I'm much more excited to. My father had probably thousands, tens of thousands of svarim. So that I'm very excited to. It's painful also to go through, but to go through as well. But my father's told me that A couple times I asked him where baseball cards are. He said it's in the garage, in the garage, in the garage. So my father wasn't interested in showing it to me, so I wasn't interested. But eventually, if I come across my baseball cards, I had a Ken Griffey Jr. once upon a time. If I come across a rookie. But if I come across my baseball card, so now here's a chakira connected to our sugya. What's the pshat in the value of a baseball card? So let's say is the pshat that because the card is worth this now, it has an inherent value now, that's its value because of what it's worth right now, or part of the value is the anticipated value if you hold on to it.
Somebody will buy a bank for so much because they assume that's going to go.
What's that?
They assume that they'll get a lot of each other. Collectors. But so, somebody will invest tons of money expecting that what it's worth now.
So now coming back to the wine, when we say the wine after 4 years is worth $400, it's taking into account the possibility that you might hold on to it and it might go up in value. That becomes nichlal in the $400. Is it nichlal in the $400 or not? That's according to you, it's not. I think according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it is. Okay. Tov Rabosai. I would like you to start Chazora, B'siyata Nishmai, while I'm away. B'chin is 2 Thursdays. Whenever Ben Arsh does it for his shir, we will do it for our shir. Ben Arsh was, I think, officially told the guys 2 Thursdays. He said, give them a scoop. He said, if the guys negotiated, he'll be okay with Monday as well. That's off the record. I think that's what he said. They pushed already. So it's Monday. So our Bechina Mirtz Hashem will be Monday. Assuming whenever Ben Arsh is Shir Bechina, that's going to be our Shir Bechina Mirtz Hashem. Be mechazik each other. I think Eli has nice notes. And I'm sure there are other people who have nice notes. So I think it's kedai for you to... And I will send you Blina Der, the Mar Makomos. Just Blina Der, just remind me. And when I say be mechazik each other, it's also kedai to sort of make up a pace so that you're in this last year. Some of the guys said chaburis to each other, but even if you're not going to say chaburis to each other, maybe it's kedai that you set up a pace with each other that we're doing this amma today, this amma today, and this amma today. The bechina is not hard. The bechina is not. It's quite a bit easier than halacha. The halacha bechina, in the sense that the way in which the bechina works is that the bechina will be. Not that you, when it comes to halacha, see, la halacha, it's either right or wrong. When it comes to this, I just want you to tell me on the sugya what you know about that on the sugya. So there's no, I'm not going to ask you very, very particular, specific questions. I want to hear your harvanya, your amelus on the sugya. That's what and it doesn't have to be long. Just that you worked on the Rambam, that you worked on Tosas, right? But it has to be obviously not just words, but substantive. But that you worked on the sugya. That's the goal. In contrast to paskin the shayla. So then, even if you worked on the sugya, but you paskin it, wrong. In other words, if you say that according to the Rambam it's mutter, but in Shulchan Aruch and all the notes they came and paskin it's aser, so then that's going to be wrong on a. I would even give partial credit for that, but very little partial credit. In contrast, if you discussed 2 shitas, and I had in mind 2 other shitas, or you gave a different hesber, or for that matter, you write to me, I don't like the hesber we said. I have a different hesber. I'll give you extra points for that if it's good. So if it's not good, then we could discuss. Okay, so that Birtz Hashem. That's the way my Rebbe gave. As you know, I like to follow the Masorah of my Rabbeim. So in terms of teaching Gemara, I thought Reb Braunschweigel was fantastic. That's the type of Bechina Reb Braunschweigel will give. He would give 10 out of 13 questions, essay questions in general about the sugya, and then you write about the sugya, as opposed to razor-sharp, very particular questions. Because I think that's the goal in what we're doing together. The goal is to work through, again, if you said the Rajva wrong, and it doesn't make sense, then that's something else. But if I asked for 3 shitas and you gave me, if you didn't, let's say you didn't follow what I said in the Rajba and Shir, and you give me the Ritva's pshat, I might not know the Ritva, so I'll look up the Ritva, and if it's right in the Ritva, then you would get the same amount of credit if I'm asking for Gimel Shitas. If I ask you what's Nekudas HaMachlokas, it's Rajba Rambam, so then you'll have to know the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Okay? And Mirtz Hashem is the plan for 2 weeks. I'll be back with you, Mirtz Hashem, the second week of on Chazara. Rabosa, I beg of you to make the most of it, because Chazara sometimes is the Yetzirah to have a Rifyon. And one more point that's really, really, really important. The Gemara tells us that someone who learns but doesn't do Chazara, but I'm speaking to myself because I have a big Yetzirah also not to do Chazara, so I'm also speaking to myself just like I'm speaking to you. The Gemara is a fascinating mashal. The Gemara says it's like someone who's Zoreya ve'ena kotzer, someone who plants and he doesn't cut off. The Gemara is telling us two things. On the most basic level, the Gemara is saying is that the benefits of Torah only come with Chazar. That's number one, simple pshat. So that's number one. But number two, the Gemara, I think there's another diuk that we could add to the Gemara, which is very gishmak. And that is, what takes longer to do? To plant or to cut? The answer is that to cut takes a hundredth of the amount of time that it takes to plant. Says the Gemara is saying, Chazara, to get the peros, is so much easier. Everybody put in so much time, breaking your head on the Gemara, breaking your head on the Tos. Now all you have to do is, once you knew it once or twice, now all you have to do is read it again. But somehow, you and I, or I'll speak myself, I have a big Yetzirah. The first time is like exciting to try to figure it out. But to read it over again, but it's so silly, because we put in so much effort. We put in already so much effort. Chaval, not to do the easy part. And the Gemara is telling us that you don't have anything. So we do all those sweat and tears, and then with the easiest part, we skip. And then we don't have anything, says the Gemara. Baruch Hu should give us the siyat and shvayat that we should have everything, not nothing.
Remember the star thing again, like last year?
Yeah, so absolutely. To star those Mar Mikomos, absolutely.